Protests across Delaware since George Floyd's death in Minneapolis at the hands of police have been mostly peaceful, and the push for police reform is resonating with state and local leaders. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on a swift and concerted push to change longstanding laws and policies.
The chants in Wilmington late Friday ended with police marching with protesters. Organizer Kobe Owens called it a beautiful finale to a night many feared would erupt into looting as it did six nights earlier. Owens worked hard to make it that way.
We're here for peaceful change and we're here for action. Body cams, review boards, better pre-hiring, employment screening for cops, better tracking system for cops who have had complaints and they're going to a new department.
Wilmington Mayor Mike Przycki says the city will buy body cameras for officers to have an objective eye on police interacting with the public. The mayor, who is white and has a black teenage son, said the death of Floyd and the protests hit home.
The same kind of fears that black parents have. I share some of those same anxieties. It's not exactly the same by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, it's my kid going out in the car, going out in the boat, going out with a hoodie on.
Delaware's Black Legislative Caucus proposed laws requiring body cams, disclosure of officer discipline, and prohibiting chokeholds. They're also discussing a constitutional ban on race-based discrimination. Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester is the state's highest-ranking black elected official. She joined the caucus at Legislative Hall in Dover.
This is beyond just policing. The issues that we need to deal with are deep and ingrained. They are foundational. We need to dig deep.
Legislative leaders, including some former cops, say they support reforms. They are trying to get at least some adopted by the end of the month. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.